This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Economic equity in this country is more promise than practice, as Amanda was just talking about. And that extends to the labor market, too, of course, where more often than not, people of color just can't get the jobs that'll get them into the middle class. Our case in point today, manufacturing, where demand for workers is high and growing. The pay is good, but opportunities for Black and Latino Americans are slim. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what's going on there.
Here's what we're talking about. The seven skilled machine tool operators who make furniture and park benches and entry gates at Diseños Ornamental Iron in Detroit's Mexican town. Owner Nieves Longorda walked me through the plant by Zoom.
So right now I'm inside the metal shop. The grinders are going in, the welding as well.
The company is plenty busy and can handle the volume of work now, but
a lot of my guys are aging out, and it's hard to find youth or younger generations to come in and fill their spots. So that's really where I'm struggling.
Longordo says schools no longer teach vocational programs, so the mostly Black and Latinx young people who live in the neighborhood aren't prepared for jobs with manufacturers like her who want to stay in the neighborhood.
We told our youth, go to school, get an education, get an office job. And now, as a result, there's a shortage.
But where there are training and apprentice programs, there's plenty of opportunity. Back in 2012, I visited an advanced manufacturing vocational high school on Chicago's west side.
Drawing here. All right, guys, let's put your work back in your folders.
Rakeem Buford graduated from the program that year.
They taught us CNC machines, engineering, different measurement tools, programming, safety codes, and they helped us get credentials.
Also, interviews and jobs. Buford's now 27. He's worked as a machinist at three manufacturing plants, been a union shop steward, gotten steady raises.
When I started working in 2012, I was making $11. Now I make $23 an hour.
Buford works for a nonprofit called Manufacturing Renaissance to recruit other young people into manufacturing, and that also includes his own family. A lot of them work for the post office.
Yeah, this is new territory for people in my family. I do like that I got into it, though, because my younger cousins, I'm able to tell them about another successful way they can possibly choose in life.
The industry coordinator for Manufacturing Renaissance, Dee Dee Jones, says she can get high school grads hired at well above minimum wage with vacation and retirement benefits, on-the-job training. The challenge is convincing them it's even worth considering.
The younger folks are looking for mission-driven companies. They want to make a difference in their careers, different than just going to work to get a check to provide for the family.
Another hurdle becomes evident every time Stephen Tucker takes a group of high school kids into a local manufacturing company. He runs a workforce training program in Buffalo, New York, and he says most of the students are Black and brown, while most of the workers they see are
older white men. Right now, people of color in production jobs is less than 20%, and for women, it's less than 5%.
Tucker says the business owners and managers they have to network with, mostly older white men, too.
We are now placing students of color in companies where they are the only ones working in that company that looks like them. And that can be very intimidating.
Tucker says companies need to promote more people of color and women up the ranks. Banks and community lenders need to help them become owners. Nieves Longordo in Detroit says it's also up to business owners like her to minimize structural barriers to employment.
There's limitations for people of color, and I try to accommodate, whether it's language or transportation, being a single parent and needing more flexibility.
Longordo hopes that'll help her attract and retain younger workers of color who can end up making upwards of $50,000 a year in her shop, more than twice the median income in the city of Detroit. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.